looks where at his belly with the tip of her bow. Turn away from the heather slope to the seaward side of the hill. Sniff the air, catch the smoke. The men and women are already lighting torches, passing them along the line. All the villagers of Neverness are here. Fishers and farmers, shepherds and huntsmen, fowlmonger, fiddler, brewer and beekeeper, seamstress, midwife, miller and bard. Every year they gather, while the girls shoot their arrows and the boys hunt them out, racing in the gorse. They are hungry for fire and begrudge the wait, but custom is custom. When the youngsters' game is over and boys and girls are paired for the night, one kiss for each ribbon, they will make their thorny gorse mother blaze. Come inside the gorse maze and take another taste of the lust that is driving feet faster on the paths. It is boys' lust for coy buried ribbons. It is lust, too, for something darker. Gorse mother. Night is falling and eyes are growing wild. There are whimpers as bare heads and leather-clad arms plunge into the nests of thorns. There are gasps at the thrill of pricking pain. Legs flail in panic when the spikes impale and trap a boy who slithers out of his shirt. The others do not raise their heads as one runs from the maze, waving a beribboned arrow. Down on the heather slope, Plum, the girl who made it, beckons him into the purple dark. The other girls crane to get a look at his lips, to know she will not cheat and bite her own mouth until it bleeds. Crab is stumbling up there in the maze, oxhide sleeves slipping down over his hands. He has seen the grazed head of the boy who ran down the hill. He has smudged the beads of blood that well from his own fingers. Retracing the warren, feeling for roots and twisted trunks he might recognize, he tries to find the ribbon that is lodged deepest. He spots a white one, buried far inside a cave of thorns. It is more than his body's length away from the path. To reach it will mean more than scratches. Skin will tear. Crab balls up his hands inside the sleeves and pushes in. Take a torch, the last to be lit, and follow the jostle of fat, spitting lights as the men and women of Neverness spread out along the gorse edge. The air is riddled with spiteful shadows, the wounds and fears and furies of a village year jinking between the people of Neverness, pulling their hair, tripping them up. The gorse burning will smoke them out, cleanse the air for another season's turning. Only a few girls still wait below in the heather. Grey kicks at March's toes, and they jab each other with their broken bows. Werity Proud still glowers, squinting for boys that might come flying down the slope. Madden stands apart, staring up at the sky.
How many left now?
A man's voice calls down towards the heather. The wind whips away his words and drowns them in the sea. All autumn, Crab has twitched in his sleep, racing in dreams through the gorse maze, baffled by ribbons that slide away from his fingers. It is only on the day before the burning that he finds out what he must do to win. Crab runs breakneck to the ale room, in time to find the trap door still wedged open. From the cellar come the shouts of boys. He slithers down into a tumult of flying shirts and oxhide sleeves battered about heads. The cellar stinks of animal skin and boys' sweat. The fug of beer from the barrels. Crab ducks into the sack that is open on the floor and grabs the last roll of oxhide. It is hairy and black, stiff as a tree bark. A boy Crab knows, Dally Oxley, sees him pick the sleeve up.
There'll be a pair if you find the other,
he yells over the din.
Take what you can get, I would.
Crab nods and slides the hide onto his arm. It is loose, made for bigger bones than his. The broadest boys have taken the best sleeves and, with them laced on, duel with their forearms. He sees Sandy Rincepan sitting astride a barrel, while Drake, the handsomest of all the seven Webb brothers, drags a blade through Sandy's hair, tufts of it feathering onto the floor. Most of the others have already shaved their heads. Dally Oxley points to his own bare skull.
Do yours if you want. Did pies for him just now.
Pie is Dally's older brother by 2 years, but is twice his size. Crab shakes his head. Game on.